take the boy to you. He so troubles me, 'tis past enduring.
Come, my gracious lord. Shall I be your playfellow?
No, I'll none of you.
Why, my sweet lord?
You'll kiss me hard and speak to me as if I were a baby still. I love you better.
And why so, my lord?
Not for because your brows are blacker. Yet black brows, they say, become some women best, so that there be not too much hair there, but in a semicircle, or a half moon made with a pen.
Who taught this?
I learned it out of women's faces. Pray now, what colour are your eyebrows?
Blue, my lord.
Oh, nay, that's a mock. I have seen a lady's nose that has been blue, but not her eyebrows.
Harkee, the queen, your mother, rounds apace. We shall present our services to a fine new prince one of these days, and then you'd wanton with us if we would have you.
She has spread of late into a goodly bulk. Good time encounter her.
What wisdom stirs amongst you? Come, sir, now I am for you again. Pray you sit by us and tell us a tale.
Merry or sad shalt be?
As merry as you will.
A sad tale's best for winter. I have one of sprites and goblins.
Let's have that, good sir. Come on, sit down. Come on, and do your best to fright me with your sprites. You're powerful at it.
There was a man.
May come sit down, then on.
Dwelt by a churchyard. I will tell it softly. Yond crickets shall not hear it.
Come on, then, and give me in mine ear.
Was he met there? His train? Camillo with him?
Behind the tuft of pines I met them. Never saw I men scour so on their way. I eyed them even to their ships.
How blessed am I in my just censure, in my true opinion, alack for lesser knowledge. How accursed in being so blessed. There may be in the cup a spider steeped, and one may drink, depart, and yet partake no venom, for his knowledge is not infected. But if one present the abhorred ingredient to his eye, make known how he hath drunk, he cracks his gorge, his sides with violent hefts. I have drunk and seen the spider. Camillo was his help in this, his pander. There is a plot against my life, my crown, all's true that is mistrusted. That false villain whom I employed was pre-employed by him. He has discovered my design, and I remain a pinched thing, yea, a very trick for them to play at will. How came the postern so easily open?
By his great authority, which often hath no less prevailed than so on your command.
I know it too well. Give me the boy. I am glad you did not nurse him. Though he does bear some signs of me, yet you have too much blood in him.
What is this sport?
Bear the boy hence. He shall not come about her. Away with him! And let her sport herself with that she's big with. Fortis Polixenes hath made thee swell thus.
But I'd say he had not, and I'll be sworn you would believe my saying, howe'er you lean to the nayward.
You, my lords, look on her, mark her well. Be but about to say she is a goodly lady, and the justice of your hearts will thereto add. 'Tis pity she's not honest, honorable. Praise her but for this her without door form, which on my faith deserves high speech, and straight the shrug, the hum or ha, these petty brands that calumny doth use. Oh, I am out. That mercy does, for calumny will sear virtue itself. These shrugs, these hums and haws, when you have said she's goodly, come between ere you can say she's honest. But be it known, from him that has most cause to grieve, it should be, she's an adulteress.
Should a villain say so, the most replenished villain in the world, he were as much more villain. You, my lord, do but mistake.
You have mistook my lady Polixenes for Leontes. Oh, thou thing, which I'll not call a creature of thy place, lest barbarism, making me the precedent, should a like language use to all degrees and mannerly distinguishment leave out betwixt the prince and beggar. I have said she's an adulteress. I have said with whom? More, she's a traitor, and Camillo is a federally with her, and one that knows what she should shame to know herself, but with her most vile principle, that she's a bed-swerver, even as bad as those that vulgars give bolts, titles, aye, and privy to this their late escape.
No, by my life, privy to none of this. How will this grieve? when you have come to clearer knowledge that you thus have published me. Gentle, my lord, you scarce can write me truly then to say you did mistake.
No, if I mistake, in those foundations which I build upon, the center is not big enough to bear a schoolboy's top. Away with her to prison! He who shall speak for her is afar off guilty, but that he speaks.
There's some ill planet reigns. I must be patient till the heavens look with an aspect more favorable. Good my lords, I am not prone to weeping, as our sex commonly are. The want of which vain due, perchance, shall dry your pities. But I have that honorable grief lodged here, which burns worse than tears drown. Beseech you all, my lords, with thoughts so qualified as your charities shall best instruct you, measure me, and so the king's will be performed.
Shall I be heard?
Who is that goes with me? Beseech your highness my women may be with me, for you see my plight requires it. Do not weep, good fools, there is no cause. When you shall know your mistress has deserved prison, then abound in tears as I come out. This action I now go on is for my better grace. Adieu, my lord. I never wish to see you sorry. Now I trust I shall. My women come. You have leave.
Go. Do our bidding. Hence.
Beseech your highness. Call the queen again.
Be certain what you do, sir, lest your justice prove violence, in the which three great ones suffer. Yourself, your queen, your son.
For her, my lord, I dare my life lay down and will do't, sir. Please you to accept it, that the queen is spotless in the eyes of heaven and to you. I mean in this which you accuse her.
If it prove she's otherwise, I'll keep my stables where I lodge my wife. I'll go in couples with her. Then, when I feel and see her, no further trust her. For every inch of woman in the world and every dram of woman's flesh is false, if she be...
Hold your pieces!
Good, my lord.
It is for you we speak, not for ourselves. You are abused, and by some putter-on that will be damned for it. Would I knew the villain, I would lamb-damn him. Be she honored, lord. I have three daughters. The eldest is 11, the second and the third 9, and some 5. If this prove true, they'll pay for it. By mine honor, I'll dill them all. 14 they shall not see to bring false generations. They are co-heirs, and I had rather glib myself than they should not produce fair issue.
Cease no more. You smell this business with a sense as cold as a dead man's nose. But I do see't and feel't as you feel, doing thus, and see with all the instruments that feel.
If it be so, we need no grave to bury honesty. There's not a grain of it, the face to sweeten up the whole dungy earth.
What? Lack I credits?
I had rather you did lack than I, my lord, upon this ground. And more it would content me to have her honor true than your suspicion. Be blamed for it how you might.
Why, what need we commune with you of this, but rather follow our forceful instigation? Our prerogative calls not your counsels, but our natural goodness imparts this, which if you, or stupefied, or seeming so in skill, cannot or will not relish a truth like us, inform yourselves we need no more of your advice. The matter, the loss, the gain, the ordering on't, is all properly ours.
And I wish, my liege, you had only in your silent judgment tried it. Without more overture.
How could that be? Either thou art most ignorant by age, or thou wert born a fool. Camillo's flight added to their familiarity, which was as gross as ever touched conjecture, that lacked sight only, naught for approbation, but only seeing, all other circumstances made up to the deed, doth push on this proceeding. Yet, for a greater confirmation, for in an act of this importance, 'twere most piteous to be wild, I have dispatched in post to sacred Delphos, to Apollo's temple, Cleomenes and Dian, whom you know have stopped sufficiency. Now, from the oracle, they will bring all whose spiritual counsel had shall stop or spur me. Have I done well?
Well done, my lord.
though I am satisfied and need no more than what I know. Yet shall the oracle give rest to the minds of others, such as he whose ignorant credulity will not come up to the truth. So have we thought it good from our free person she should be confined, lest that the treachery of the two fled hence be left her to perform. Come, follow us. We are to speak in public, for this business will raise us all.
To laughter, as I take it, if the good truth were known.